So, Candace, a lot of people talking about the weather, and it's probably best to be inside. Would you agree with that assessment?
Yes, stay inside as much as you can.
Okay, now we have our buddy Rick from Farrell's Heating and Air Conditioning, our heating buddy. Rick, I suppose you're probably pretty busy this week, right, Rick?
Oh, it's been crazy here. We got a lot of things going on, but mostly it's a lot of maintenance, things that have been left to be done and didn't get done when they should have, so we're scrambling to change filters and clean things and get things up to par.
Well, and that's a big one, is that the filters need to be clean.
Yeah, that's the number one thing a homeowner can do to make sure their heating system's up to par is, you know, check that filter every month. Now, you know, people say, how often should I change it? Well, change it when it's dirty. You can hold it up to the light. If you can't see light through it, it needs to be replaced. So you don't have necessarily to change it every month. You know, it's all got to do with traffic and how many people you have in the house, maybe dogs, cats, that kind of thing. That's going to contribute to the filter getting dirtier quicker. But that's the number one thing.
Well, and we had somebody here at the office say, hey, I've got an emergency heat mode on my thing. Am I supposed to, like, change it to that when it gets cold? What's that for?
Well, that's for heat pumps switching over to emergency heat, and it's an old myth that the heat pump doesn't work good enough when it gets this extreme temperature. But they do work, and they do operate down to minus 30, so you don't need to do that. And the system will turn the electric heat or the emergency heat on by itself. What the switch is there for is in case the heat pump fails, and then you can just go to emergency heat and shut off the failed unit. But it'll do it on its own. You don't have to switch the thermostat at all, unless it's broken.
All right, Rick, any other tips for us as we embark on what could be the coldest day of the year?
Well, look at our website, and we put a post up there. But systems around the Midwest, especially Sioux City, design temperature is 0 degrees. So when you start hitting minus 10, minus 12, the heating system is going to have a hard time keeping up. And then add to the wind chill factors where it takes the heat off the side of the house as it starts to lose heat. You know, it's a pretty tough time to try to heat your home. So turn the thermostat up a couple degrees. Turn off any setbacks that you might have, like if you have a programmable stat. Put your thermostat on permanent hold and let it run for the next couple days. And it's going to run. I mean, your house is going to lose heat at a rate as fast as the heating system can keep up. So let it run. Let's do its thing. And if you have a problem, give your heating professional a call.
You got it. Well, Rick joins us from Farrell's Heating and Air Conditioning. Thanks, Rick.
Thank you.